The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Mike Campion here with the lovely, the amazing Steph Botha. This lady is just about to graduate our elite program, has got a super cool story, and just wanted to introduce her to you for a couple reasons. One, to hear her story, and B, just to kind of like, I love people that have been through our program because I know there's so many that haven't, and just have them kind of distill from their perspective what they got and try and give you guys as much value as possible. So that said, Steph started Azalea Cleaning April 2021 in Greenville, South Carolina. And that's most of it. Steph, give us your side of the story. What did I miss? What's going on over there?
My side of the story. I was a solo cleaner, if you want to say that, with a friend on and off for, I guess, about 3 years before that. We had talked about going into business together and, you know, for whatever reason, we're still friends, but we just decided that I was going to move forward with the business and she's going to keep doing the solo thing. So
awesome. What made you decide to make the shift from cleaning for dollars to owning a company that cleaned for dollars while you did whatever you want to do with your life?
We had been planning on growing and expanding our family, which I am now, 18 weeks pregnant. thank you. We had been planning on doing that. And I knew that realistically from a physical, emotional, you know, and financial perspective, that that wasn't conducive to the family life that we wanted to have in the future. So, you know, I just kind of jumped in and I've been slowly transitioning through listening to your podcasts. And then decided to take the dive 7 weeks ago now.
All right. Well, we're definitely going to dive into that. But before, I want to give a subset of Cleaning Nation a bit of an encouragement.
Yeah.
We definitely get folks that are like, I have a friend that I wanted to partner with, or this opportunity with a partner for whatever that looks like. And certainly not 100% of the time, but I can't think of an exception. I'm sure there is one, but I can't think of an exception I've dealt with and we've just dealt with tens of thousands of owners of cleaning companies.
Right.
That doesn't work out and people end up going their own ways, good for good or bad. Like for Steph, it sounds like it went, that was a fine breakup. Fine. Many not so fine. The encouragement I want to give you is to be like Steph. A lot of people, most of the time when I see it, it isn't a strategic like, hey, I'm really good at sales and you're really good at administration. You've got a bunch of this and I've got a bunch of that and they're complementary. It's just, if I was being honest, I'm scared to do it by myself and you're scared to do it by yourself, but maybe if we do it together, we won't be so scared, which is a reasonable way to feel, but not a good reason to give up half your company for, and most certainly not a reason to give up on your dream, right? So I love that Steph and your friend was like, hey, my family or my life or whatever I got going on, this is a dream, not something I really want to do the work. And you're like, got it. Lots of respect, no judgment, absolutely. But that's not a situation I'm in. I have to do this. And a lot of people would have, and I'm hoping some people out there considering that now would go, well, I guess, you know, I was going to go, if Steph will do it with me, then I'll do it. But if Steph won't do it with me, then I'm out. That's a big red flag. It's kind of got to be a, I'm going to go do this no matter what. I've got a vision. I've got a dream. I've got to do it. And there's nothing that's going to make me stop, whether regardless, my friend, Steph, any other human beings like deal. So just want to encourage Steph and anyone listening, don't feel like, oh, I was going to start my business, but my partner, my friend, my whoever bagged out. Therefore, I'm just going to give up on my dream. All right. So that said, most of the time, not all the time, and I'll let you tell your own story. When people reach out to us, they're kind of at a breaking tipping point of, you know, I'm real frustrated, more frustrated than I've been. And I'm ready to just give, I got to either make this thing work or I'm going to quit. Or they are, something's happened where they're like, before I wanted this and now I've got to have it. What made you kind of go from, I think I can do this on my own, I'm pretty good, to, you know what, by God, I need some help. I just, this isn't good. I've banged my head against the wall on my own. What changed for you, if I may ask?
The catalyst was definitely like finding out that I was pregnant. Okay.
Beautiful.
You know, if I had time, and this is, I guess, something that we kind of talk about, I could have beat my head against the wall for however long until I finally got there. And I had been able to get a lot of really good information from these podcasts. But, you know, it just got to the point. It got to the point where I lost my train of thought. I apologize. So, where I just needed that extra hand.
So let me encourage you, Steph. For those of you just on the podcast and no video, she just had an interruption, but we're good. So let me encourage, again, Steph for sure, but Cleaning Nation as well. As excited as I am for Steph to say, if I, this thing happened, right? And for you, it was a blessing. Unfortunately, a lot of times it's not a blessing. It's a curse. It's not the baby part. The I got hurt. Something happened physically. Like it's a negative thing. I got COVID, you know, something bad happens. So I'm glad that whatever it took, and thank you. I'm glad for you, Steph, that it was a positive thing, not a negative, that you made a decision. But I want to encourage all of Cleaning Nation that you don't have to wait for that. You don't have to wait for a tragedy. You don't have to wait till you're like, I'm going to either fix this thing or I'm going to shut it down. You don't have to wait for a baby. You don't have to wait for, and we probably get one of those every month or two, believe it or not, maybe 3 months, but certainly 3, 4, 5, 6, a handful a year of ladies going, you know what? I wanted to get out clean for a long time and now I'm pregnant. I've got a, you know, typically they 2 to 4 months they reach out. I've got a X amount of month time frame and let's go. And magically they get out. And it's funny, nothing. I mean, obviously with the help that we give them, that makes a difference, but nothing really changed. They could have made that decision without the baby. It just took the baby. So I just want to encourage you guys and gals, don't wait for, I have to get pregnant. I have to wait until I feel like I'm forced into the situation. What you get when you're pregnant is kind of an exciting thing. A lot of times it's not an exciting thing. It's I got sick. I had to take care of my husband. He got sick, something with a kid, and it's awful. So I just want to encourage you, you know, a lot of people, oh, it's the first of the year. I'm going to change everything. It's like, or you could just decide on a Tuesday, you're going to change everything. So please don't wait until you feel like you have to. Better late than never, but just when you decide is when it's time, right? A lot of people feel like we've got to have this external thing. You don't. You can just decide as a human being with agency, this is the life I want to create. By God, I want it now. All right. So I love that. And it makes our job easier when you're like, well, this clock's ticking. You know, I need to be out by this time. Certainly makes it helpful. But for you, what was the questions I love are the hardest thing and the best thing. So give us the hardest for it. What was the hardest thing that we asked you to do that you either didn't do or failed at or did but hated it and wanted to punch me? Give us the hardest thing.
You might actually remember this, but the hardest thing was having conversations, the tough conversations with clients. About pricing, you know, that's something that the coaching definitely brought to light was the shortcomings or where I wasn't profitable. Fortunately, there weren't too many of those conversations that needed to be had, but the ones that needed to be had were very, very difficult.
Let me give a couple of things because you said some really important stuff and then we'll let you continue. So first of all, for those of you out there, I think part of the value we get, and again, I'd love you to be able to get it on your own because we can only take so many clients, is most of the time when people, before they come to us, have a loosey-goosey feeling, I'm not charging enough, or I'm not making enough money, but they don't have data. And one of the things we help them do is get crystal clear on exactly how much money they need to raise, exactly who needs to be raised, and obviously how to do it. So if that's something you can get someone to help you with, great. But if not, you still need to do it, right? And the one thing I hate that I want you guys to get as well, we can't sign up for Mike's program. We're not going to sign up for, you know, Grow My Cleaning Company. So we'll just not do this. Like, hold on. Nope. Still needs to be done. It's not like, oh, well, I'm not going to get a coach. Therefore, you know, that's like saying, I'm not going to join the gym so I can eat whatever garbage I want. It's like, well, I suppose, but you're still going to die just as quick. So make sure that you're getting this problem solved, whether it's with us, with a coach, or on your own. That's kind of a non-negotiable. So the two big things that we bring to the table that feel free to reach out, or if you're going to go on your own, these are the things that you're going to need to bring to the table for yourself are one, the clarity, not just, I'm not making enough money. I need to raise prices. Those are all very general statements with no action items. I have this many clients. I know what standard is. You know, I've got 50 clients. I know what the standard is of profitability, 50% cost of goods sold. four of them are out of that standard, or maybe seven of them are out of that standard, but two or three are just barely out. So I'm going to let those slide, but four or five are really out and I know exactly how to raise them. So that clarity is the first thing. And then the certainty, there's fear, right? A lot of times people come and they even knew, right? So the clarity, most of the time it's the clarity, but sometimes it's a certainty of like, I knew what I need to do. And now I'm clear, but that encouragement and push to actually do it, right? Going, I know I should do that. I know that sugar and carbs are bad for me and, you know, protein and lean things are good for me. Helpful, but I could still be a fat mess, right? It's until we actually change what we put in our body that things change. So that's the first thing. Second thing, I want to say push back, but offer a different perspective for you, Steph, on, I heard you say it twice. I was going to let it go the first time, but then you said it again. I'm like, that's it. You've lost your free pass. She said, having the difficult conversations I had to have around the clients, and thankfully there weren't very many of them, but they were really difficult. I want to encourage all of you, including my friend Steph, that you get to choose how you experience those, right? For me, I would have gone through those conversations with about the same amount of trepidation I have on this call, right? I do a lot of podcasts. I love stuff. This is a zero in terms of pain or suffering or difficulty or uncomfort. I'm like, hey, I've been looking forward to talking to Steph actually all day. I don't know if I'd be looking forward to it. Let's be true. But I would just be like, I've got this call and that call and the next call, and one would have no difference than another. Same call you're making. So it's not an inherently, right? If we're both going to go get our tooth pulled with no Novocaine, that might be something that there's going to be some pain. Yeah. We can choose the degree, but there's going to be some. But literally, if some people can experience that as a zero, and you choose to experience it as a nine, I just want all of you guys, including Steph, to know it's a potentially difficult conversation. I would look at it as, oh, this is going to be amazing. I've been doing all this freaking work for free, and these guys have been taking up a bunch of time from profitable clients. It's now going to be freed up. Either they're going to become profitable clients and I can serve them with a happy heart, or they're going to move on their way and they'll make room for profitable clients. Happy days, either way, right? And that could absolutely be considered the truth. Steph could also go, they're going to hate me. They've known me forever. You know, this kid used to babysit me. I can't even think. They're old and poor. There's a thousand stories we could tell that we could also decide is the truth and experience it wildly differently. So I just want to encourage everybody, not on the price thing, but just when you're having anything in a conversation with an employee, a spouse, a customer, most of them, you know, if you're getting in a fist fight with someone that's really good at fist fighting, that might just be an unpleasant thing. Even then, right? Some people love to fight and they can choose to have that be an experience. So say you're just getting beat up. It's not even a fight. You're just getting beat up. Very few people in this world are going to experience that as a positive thing. But just conversations, we can label as good. We can label as bad. There's no truth around that. It's just what you choose to do. So, all right. That said, and I love our clients, but sometimes they like, you know, try and pump it up better than it is. So if it's really good, be honest, but if it wasn't that great, tell us. So having that conversation after you did it, how did it feel? Was it harder than you thought? Better than you thought? Were results worth it? You're still looking at me like, I don't know, man, that was kind of a scam. I'm not sure. Like, what? How are you feeling on the backside of it?
Not at all. I mean, ultimately at the end of the day, it benefited me and it benefited my client also because I didn't dread going.
I wanted to hear that. You said, no, I'm just going to repeat exactly what you said because you just said it like it was natural and people didn't hear it. I want them to hear it. At the end of the day, it benefited me. Sure, we all get that. And it benefited my clients. That's right or downer. Steph just said, I raised prices. At the end of the day, it benefited me. Good for you, Steph. But more importantly, or equally importantly, at the end of the day, it benefited my clients. Please continue. I just want to make sure we didn't pretend like that's not a big deal or a really important perspective.
I mean, it definitely, it was a big deal because I felt like for the longest time, and you know, you say the feeling is really what it is. It feels better now, but for the longest time, I had those one or two clients that I dreaded going there because like, how long is this going to take me? I'm not making enough money. And I felt like I wasn't able to serve them the way that they deserve to be served because I had undercut myself.
Beautiful.
And ironically enough, the two that had the most significant increase were the ones who stuck it out. One in fact said, it's just business. Like, I get it. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
There's going to be some sort of like, and I thought you were my friend. How are we, like, we make up all this, like there'll be fisticuffs and lawsuits and like oftentimes it's something like, yeah, it's business.
Like mess. And then the beautiful thing is the one who I literally did a 60% increase on, you know, gave me the most beautiful like picture frame for my first sonogram. Like that's just the relationship that we have with these people. So in my head, it was like, okay, oh my gosh, you know, I was the one who felt weird about it, but they just, I mean, the value that I give to them is still worth it.
That's a writer downer, kids. Do not focus on what it costs. Focus on making sure that you provide more value than the money you take. So if Steph just randomly rose prices and she wasn't doing a good job, there's going to be problems. But when Steph's making, obviously when they're giving gifts, they're really appreciating the value that you bring in their life. So I want to make sure people get that. And the other thing that she said that you could miss is the largest, because a lot of people come to us, well, but you don't realize this is going to be a 60%, you know, price increase or 80%, you know, they think the percentage has anything to do with anything. It has nothing to do with it. If, you know, I'm helping people build multi-million dollar businesses and I was charging a nickel and now I charge a dollar, that's a 20X price increase and it's still way too cheap, right? So we have to look at the value of the thing, not the percentage of the price increase. People kind of get sideways on that. Okay. So I don't want to get too focused on price. And I'm glad that you kind of shared that was the hardest thing, but let's talk about the biggest thing. What was like, oh my gosh, this probably made the biggest move, whether it was hard or not, just like this. So people listening are like, how can I grow? What was the biggest thing in your experience so far?
Breaking that mental roadblock.
Talk to me.
Kind of like what we were just talking about. It's not even so much about the price. It's not about any one specific thing. It's making that shift from, oh my gosh, like the world is ending because I might lose a client, or, and through the program, I have lost clients and it's been the most liberating thing.
So it's
a matter of perception, right?
Well, yeah. You can lose clients and you can choose to make that a prison, a negativity, a fear, ruin your day, ruin your month, ruin your life. Or Steph said, this has been the most liberating thing in the world. Or you can choose to make it a really empowering thing. That's just up to you. Continue, please.
I mean, that was the biggest thing that, you know, I've gotten from this, and it's been great so far. I mean, I'm not perfect and it's not like every day is, my favorite saying is rainbows and unicorns, but you know, it's choosing to see those things.
I'm glad that you said that.
It feels difficult to do that.
Especially when it feels difficult to do that.
Yes. So
I'm glad that you said that, because a lot of times, especially when you have like the Millionaire Mastermind people on, or the next level people that are, you know, mostly out of their business in terms of at least cleaning, they're making really good money and they've got kind of this dream life, right? I get to know them and their lives are amazing. They really do. It's not like there's a fake, but they'll tell you, I still get frustrated. Employees still quit. People still do crazy stuff. So if the expectation is once I have this business, everything will be perfect, my life will be an ideal, that's, you're going to be wildly disappointed. However, if your expectation is the money problems I have, I won't have anymore. The ability to invest my time on my business as opposed to in it, I won't, that will be the case. I'll be able to do, I'll have some more freedom than I have, all reasonable. But if you're like, everything will be perfect, I'll never be upset, my business will never make me sad, maybe it's possible. I'm not your guy. I don't know how to get you there. So, all right, let's, last thing I want to talk about, and we'll wrap it, is talk about getting out of cleaning, right? So funny that you said at the beginning, hey, I came to you because I'm pregnant. Yay. And, you know, I realized I can't, it's not going to make any sense to clean anymore. What's that journey? Where are you at on that? How has that changed in the time that we've been working together?
I am still cleaning. And I wanted to clarify that too, because even though, you know, on paper, things are still the same, like in my mind, they're different. I'm already seeing myself not cleaning. It's just, you know, working on hiring and dealing with any obstacles that come and just kind of continuing to overcome them, like you said, when it's hard. I am hoping, and my goal is within the next few weeks to have at least one or two individuals so that I can focus the energy more on my business as opposed to in my business. Mm-hmm. And even like I said, with those lost clients, like the liberation is that time now I can take to focus on the business.
Not to mention that if you raise prices, you should be making more gross profit with less but less work. Okay. So the big encouragement I want to give everybody, and I love just being honest, right? The goal isn't to be like, oh, everybody gets everything all the time right off the bat. So I think a lot of times people, especially people like me that are A type, minimize that belief of, oh, I went from seeing myself as a cleaner to an owner. Like, oh, big deal. You're still cleaning. It's like, that's, believe it or not, 80% of it. If we can't get that, I can give you all the tools in the world, it's never going to work. But once you have that, the tools just make it streamlined and easy. But without it, you'll always be a cleaner. I never smoked, but if I was going to quit smoking, there would be a transition from someone offering me a cigarette and me going, oh gosh, I'm a smoker. I love cigarettes, but I'm going to try really hard and say no. And someone offered me a cigarette, I would just go, oh, I'm not a smoker. It wouldn't be a thing. So that change in mindset from I'm a person trying to quit, I love cigarettes, I want that cigarette, to just, I wouldn't even have a second thought. Oh, I don't smoke. Like, it's just not, that's not my thing. So that's the first thing, is the mindset. The second thing is, we think it's just a 0 to 10. I clean, no, I don't clean. But there's lots of intermediary steps that are really important in terms of the work that gets done beforehand to get out. So a lot of times people think it's just I clean and then I hired people, now I don't clean anymore. Which may be the case, but it's not a permanent solution. The reality is, we build a funnel first and we make steps. So, and what happens is, externally, lots of those steps happen, or internally, lots of those steps happen, but nobody sees them. And then all of a sudden it looks to the world like, oh, I was cleaning and then I just got out of cleaning. So that said, Steph, on your side, what have you made steps forward? Are you exactly the same spot, or is there internal stuff? Like, where are you at in your process?
I've got, the steps and the processes that you teach us in place to get the proper, not even proper, but to get the right people. It's learning that, instead of just taking a warm body. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I've had that. And I mean, obviously I'm still cleaning, so that didn't work out so well. But it's really, it's not reinventing the wheel. I'm one of those people. I'm like, oh, maybe I can do it better and finesse it and, you know, do this and that. But it's, for me, it was just like, okay, I really need to just focus on exactly the blueprint that you've given us. It doesn't differ from me to you, you know, in our states, in our countries. It really is just the same across the board.
So we're going to end with that, 'cause it was so powerful. The truth of the matter is, the people that struggle the most that we try and help, we still get them, but it's just, they make it a lot harder than it needs to be on themselves and on us, is the people are like, but you don't understand. My situation is different. My state is different. My province is different. And that's just not the truth, right? We've coached in every state, every province in the United States and Canada, dozens of countries. But that, if we have that belief, no one wants to work in my state. I can point out there's a competitor right there that's doing the exact thing that you want to do. So it's obviously possible in your state. Like, you, if you try and solve a logical problem with emotion, it's not going to work. So Right. You as the owner deciding and understanding, it's the same thing. 1 + 1 = 2. Gravity works regardless if I believe in it or not. That's kind of the first thing. The second thing is, 80% of it truly is, we've got to make the mindset shift. So we have lots of people that come in and they're just too dumb to know anything won't work. And it just works immediately for them because they don't ask a bunch of questions and they just do the work and they get the results. Other people, and there's no right or wrong, it's just different journeys and different things. And again, there's getting out of cleaning, there's making more money, there's getting more clients, there's all sorts of aspects. So different aspects differ for different people.
Right.
But some people, it takes 2 or 3 months to get out of cleaning. Some people can do it in 3 or 4 weeks. A lot of that has, and you would think, oh, it has to do with how many people they have, or nope, it really has to do with their mental confidence and in their perspective. So some people, it might take a month to get the mental piece right. And then magically it looks like to the rest of the world in 3 weeks, their hiring funnels up, they've got 2 or 3 people, they're done and done. But they didn't see the kind of the part under the water, the iceberg, right? That's the real movement. Same thing with price raises, same thing with getting clients, same thing with building culture, same thing with all the stuff that we teach. So I just want to encourage you guys, mindset is really the big portion of it. Even if that takes a while, make sure that you're moving forward. So a lot of times people are like, if I don't get this result, nothing else counts. And it's like, well, there is no such thing as just the cleaning result before you're out of cleaning. It's like, before you can get out of cleaning, you have to get the right mindset. You have to decide to be out of cleaning. A lot of people don't even have that. They have a desire, but not a decision to be out of cleaning. Second, they have to believe they can do it. Third, they have to change their identity. Fourth, they start putting into place systems and processes. Fifth, they have to make those systems and processes not suck, right? Even if you try it, you might need version two or three. Six, even when they do work, it takes a minute for you to start getting first leads or first applicants and then interviews and then starts. And even once you get starts, they're going to stop. So again, the big thing I want to encourage everybody for is if you think this is a 2 or 3 year process, you're going to be screwed. If you think this is a 2 or 3 day process, you're going to be screwed. That kind of 2 to 3 weeks to 2 to 3 months is where you need to be. So if you, after 3 weeks, give up, or 6 weeks, give up and go, ah, I suck, I'm stupid, you're going to struggle. If you accept, I can do this for 6 or 9 months, you're going to struggle. So you kind of want to don't over or underestimate what you can do in a reasonable time frame. And you always want to start with kind of your mindset and your beliefs. Anything to add before we call it, Steph?
Just to trust in the process.
All right, beautiful. Cleaning Nation, if you're like, man, that all sounds great, I would like some or all of those results, feel free to go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I do not think we have anything for sale there, but there's 700 podcasts. There's the on-demand masterclass is probably the best place to start. The 5 shifts that you need, go there, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I'll see you there.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.